Video game bang, video game bang, video game bang. Mega Ran. Live from the sack, it's the live, it's in fact. I'm putting rhymes on this track to put my guys on the map. Updates, geek news, tech talk, and reviews. They can summarize it so you ain't gotta breeze through. Listen once and you're forever fans. And I'm not saying it because their theme song features Mega Ran, the ultimate source of all geek media. Other podcasts, they just don't match up. Need proof? You can check the archives and catch up. Stats off the chain, we have rearranged the game. It'll never be the same. Now it's time to feel the bang.
What is up, my party pizzas? What's going on? I'm here joined, of course, by VGB regular, the freshest face on the block. You know her, you love her. Things get a little weird, so with just the two of us on the show, I'm a little worried things might get a little existential.
Ooh.
Nexi, what's up?
I am here. We are experiencing. Here. Yep. I never have a great way to like introduce myself onto this show.
Well, you have just like a week to think about it.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
I just don't. I have other things on my mind, like what's going to happen to us when we die. But that's for a later point in this show.
The perfect summary for you is I invite you to my birthday party. I think, Nexi's normal enough maybe to introduce to my friends and without embarrassing me. And you did a great job, actually. You kicked ass in the gaming tournament.
Oh, yeah. I got second.
I got second
in the entire tournament.
But I hate opening gifts in front of people. Like, it's actually one of my favorite. There's two things I hate in life. I love my birthday. I love getting people together and hanging out and stuff. I hate being sung happy birthday to. And I hate opening presents in front of people. So if I can avoid that, I do. And you stuck around late with us, and it was just like the homies. So I was like, okay, this is an appropriate amount of people. Like, I don't want to waste a thing. So we start going through. I get Nexi's card, open it up, look at it, and it embodies you. Did you print the card yourself?
No, I found it that day.
It says on the front of it, you are the perfect age. I'm like, oh, this is sweet. Open it up, not dead.
Yeah.
Happy birthday from Nexus.
Mm-hmm. I wrote a nicer note in there.
I mean, I didn't want to give details on personal stuff, you know?
It was a thank you for welcoming me into this video game bang family.
It is a family.
Yeah. But we can't skip over the gift that I got you.
Well, it wouldn't be, again, just more perfect Nexi style. One of her first shows was the one where it was almost her last show because she pissed off Emma Skies so bad with a loophole in a game we were playing, and you really went obscure with your video game references and used Monopoly.
Monopoly 2017 for the Nintendo Switch.
Yeah, and so you actually bought us Monopoly.
Yeah.
We gotta play that.
The Cheaters Edition, too.
I saw that, and first I was kind of like, this is offensive, because like, I'm really good at cheating. Like, at games, I cheat all the time. If you've ever played a game with me, I've cheated.
I will cheat at Candyland.
Exactly. there's methods. You know, you're not looking, you bump the table, scoot your guy up an extra space. I mean,
exactly.
You do what you gotta do. Nexi, you're a young person. Are you on the TikTok craze yet?
No. I mean, I've never downloaded TikTok. I don't I do intentionally watch TikToks, but I never wanna actually go on TikTok. I will watch TikTok cringe compilations, and that is what my entire soul feeds off of.
Yeah.
But I haven't, I'm not gonna do a TikTok. I can never replace Vine.
Please Twitch clip that. Save it in the folder of I told you so's, because this thing is blowing up beyond anything. Like, I remember the first my first thoughts of it was like, god damn, what's their marketing budget? Because every time I opened up any app, like especially Instagram, TikTok ads all over the place.
Yeah.
And so I didn't even know what it was. They did a damn good job like finding intriguing stuff, because I found myself watching the ads. I was like, oh, what's going to happen next? And then
they're
sure enough,
clickbaity.
They are. And that's the whole thing. Like, everyone, it's just a bunch of, it's like Vine used to be.
Like repairing a mug with crushed ramen?
Wait, what?
Have you seen that?
No.
There's like this one ad that I always see on Snapchat where it's like this mug is broken, and so they fill the like broken area with crushed up like Maruchan ramen. And then they like sandpaper it down, paint it, and then it's back to normal.
So
like, and they even I watched more of them and they repaired like a full toilet using ramen.
So I don't know, this can't be real.
It is.
There's a lot of like fake stuff on there. Like like so many videos I've seen are like a guy walking up to a vending machine being like, "Hey guys, I just learned this new hack." And then they'll push like six buttons and then every time you click this in there you get free stuff. And then there was that big one that went popular where everyone was like they'd find their the case to their iPhone. And what they did is before the video started, they hid their AirPods in the box. And they're like, "Guys, I don't know if you guys have seen this." And they open up the box and they're like, "Yeah, AirPods in the back," to try and get people to go and rummage through their old boxes.
Huh.
It's just stupid. But yeah. Me and my wife equally have spent, wow, we've put more time into watching TikTok than I think we've put into watching like any major network television show.
I feel that. I feel that very strongly with Vine. Like, to me, you know, deep in our hearts, Vine isn't dead.
No, it's still out
it's
there.
It's there with us this whole time.
Is there? Are they trying to come back with, like, Vine 2 or something?
I hope so. Like, I truly hope so. But I don't think anything, like, I don't think this generation that is using TikTok is nearly as great as the one, like, from a couple years ago that was using Vine. Like, the content creators of Vine were truly
You're getting the peak. Old fast now, because that's something I would say. The rap in this generation is not like the rap in my time.
Well, yeah, because it was, like, during Vine's, like, existence, that was when I was going through, like, high school. And that was when it was, like, huge with everybody. And now it's, I'm graduated, like, a couple years ago, and all of the new high schoolers, they're on TikTok, and I'm just like, your children, get out of here.
I try my best to control that and recognize it and change it, but it doesn't work. Like, on music, my music from my day will always be better than that screamo bullshit that your generation had and whatever you call today's music.
Okay, screamo technically died out in, like, 2005, and then it's just been, like, post-hardcore or metalcore, so don't come at me with that.
Well, every time you come over, you're showing me some new stuff. And
that's true.
Every time the guys are wearing tight pants and dancing.
I am about to spend almost $100 on concert tickets in L.A.
Well, who are you going to see?
Ice Nine Kills. I had you listen to them when we had the two, oh my gosh.
Oh, the developers?
Like, yeah.
Oh, okay. I was trying to
make
okay,
a joke with their
okay.
last names, and then I forgot their last names. So.
That was okay. It was yeah. okay.
So I'm gonna go see them.
Okay.
That'll be fun.
How are you going to get down there? You don't even drive yet.
Yeah, and I also am terrified of flying, but we'll figure it out.
congratulations, too, on your commissions.
Yeah, thank you.
You've been popping off with those.
Yeah, opening those again.
You said you're just making money hand over fist these days.
Yeah, it's an experience. I can just work for like a couple hours a day, just a drawing and not even feeling like I'm actually doing anything productive. And then there's a couple $100.
Well, that's great. How you know you found the thing. That's yeah. how work is supposed to be, but it's just not how the culture works here. You're supposed to hate your job. You're supposed to work for things you don't like. Yet well, when you find that thing where you can actually make a little of that green and not, you know, be hating what you do, but you got to worry, like, you can't make it become your, miserable, right? How do yeah. you keep that from happening?
Oh my gosh, that's still a thing that I'm trying to figure out, because I'll get on such, it's not even necessarily like an artist block, it's me just feeling so overwhelmed with having to deal with people. Because there are some people,
it's the people. Well, okay,
it's so bad.
I've been that guy. I apologize, because I'm okay at graphic design and things like that, but I'm by no means a master. I could take a template and work the hell out of it. I can mimic stuff really well, but for some reason I lack that gene just to look at a blank screen and make like some baller match graphics. Luckily, you know, we hire people who do that. They'll make me like a little template and they'll be like, Corey, okay, these are the ones you could play with. These are the ones, change the color here. So I have a little bit of that. And there's been times where I've been in the shoe of a graphic designer kind of, and people will be like, okay, I need this. And I'll do that. And then they'll be like, no, I said this. And it'll be, no, I gave you exactly what you wanted, but now you've changed what you wanted. And then it's like a circle that goes back and forth. So like the part of art is like communication way more than you think. Is that the kind of stuff you're talking about?
Yeah, exactly. Like I don't get those artists that can just be like, so what do you want? Tell me this one time and then I'll do this commission for you and then we're good. Like that's it. It's just a one-time communication. You pay me. That's it. I am like working for like about 2 weeks with each individual person, just going back and forth and bouncing so many ideas off because I'm just like, this has to be perfect. Well, it has to be great.
There's like, so you can work with one artist and communicate one way and they'll understand it. You communicate to a different artist. Like I don't know. I didn't go to school. Okay. I don't have those kind of skills to know big words, but
I failed English 3 times.
So you're in the same boat. So when I work with, you know, graphic designers and artists, the thing I like to like throw out, like, temperature words, you know, like this thing needs to be kind of like the words it needs to invoke are, you know, fun and excitement or whatever. I like to try and work in the vibe or the feeling you're supposed to get when you look at the piece.
Yeah.
More than being able to tell you, I need this type of pattern blank. I need, you know, this even style. Mm. What's your preferred communication method when someone's trying to get art from you?
Honestly, like if somebody wants to communicate their best with me, I'm just like, give me a full essay on what you want, every written? Single detail. Like, yeah, like give me, if you even want to, like you can just give me a color name and I'll give you some swatches, or you can give me the exact hex code for that color. Like I need all the information so that, like, it's just my preferred way of going about it. If you want to give as much information as you want, then whatever, but I so much prefer when people are as clear as they are, because I've had so many misunderstandings when it comes to doing that, and so many hours wasted that I feel like I need to charge extra for. That's I actually used to work hourly on my commissions, and there was like a single emote that ended up being like around $60, and usually my base price is like 25 to 30.
What did they want?
So, I don't even remember at this point. It was one of the very first commissions. They wanted like a very angry emote with like steam coming out of their ears, and then it was just
we need to up the creativity of emotes, and I'm gonna hold ourselves to the fire too, because like basically everybody has the same emotes.
Yeah,
like,
the same emote but themselves.
Exactly. So
or
like,
whatever their mascot is.
Yeah, there's the, you know, taking your face and turning it into the Monka S, which we have. Yeah. There's like the rage ones, the shock ones, the high guys. And I think that's why we were running into like a lot of copycats, because you see, and this was even big for the big streamers were complaining about this, like the Pokimanes and stuff like that. Yeah. They would like actually bust people out. Like, this emote is exactly mine, but the hair color changed. Mm-hmm. And in some cases it was a straight rip off job. But in other cases, I could see it's just like, hey, everybody has the same goddamn, you know, emotes anyways.
Exactly.
She looks like you. Her hair is just blonde and not brown.
Uh-huh.
So what do we do? What's the next step?
I don't even know. Maybe people just need to realize that they're not unique and creative as they think they are.
That's a hard thing to come to terms with.
Well, it's
that,
life.
That starts dipping into the imposter syndrome, because a lot of us already feel that way.
Yeah, that's true.
That's how I definitely feel.
I really don't know like what needs to happen in that situation. It's just like, if it's a basic emote where it's like a wave or something like that, then you need to realize that people are gonna have that. It's just a thing.
Yeah.
Like, you're gonna be upset. Like, are you going to be upset over whether Samsung or iOS or like anything has the same emojis?
That's true. That's
just
true.
That.
Yeah, we've standardized. So you're saying that the Twitch emotes are the next emojis?
Yeah. I mean, the only issue that I would see here is that, and I've seen this a lot, especially there was this artist that I followed called Ugu Bear, and she did a lot of emotes. Her emotes were like $60 a piece. Like, they're that high quality. And I saw so many people were actually just like ripping them off completely, like taking the exact same emote, putting it in Photoshop and changing the colors.
Oh, see, that's against the rules.
Yeah. Or they would trace them. And again, against the rules. So if it's exactly the same.
Wait, tracing's against the rules? That's not fair game?
No, because you're completely copying. I'm like, what?
I don't know where the line is.
The line is being drawn. double that's pun.
Awful. That's awful. That's the worst thing.
but yeah, that's the thing. Like, you, if your emote is completely traced off of another person's, or if it's an exact copy except for like color changes, that's not okay. But if you have the same pose, like, you know, that happens. We're human. We do things. We mimic each other.
And the only thing that makes them different is the style of the artist you choose, typically.
Yeah. And sometimes people will just have the same artist and same style and all of that. So.
Well, we've gotten pretty deep into this show. We haven't even given a shout out to our sponsors, Oblivion Comics and Coffee, in your NorCal area, Sacramento, the greater area. They're going to be doing weekly trivia now on Monday nights. I mean, I don't know if it's Mondays, actually. Fuck. You can check on their Facebook. Just go to their Facebook. You should be going to their Facebook daily anyways to see all the food that they post and all that good stuff. So check them out. If you go there and mention VGB, you save 10% and you'll get a sticker. Some VGB stickers.
And if you see me there, buy me a Cobblepot, please. Iced.
Is that the... What drink is that?
That's the coffee that's like chocolate milk.
Ooh.
So good. I love it cold. I love cold coffee. Mm. Iced coffee is the best.
And if you're in chat right now, we want to give a big thank you to those guys, Drew and the TARDIS, who came to our last trivia night, which was really fun. Special Cases, who's in our Discord every damn day. Adam's Party, new follower, just followed the Bang Gang. Thank you so much for hanging out. Ruru 2's holding it down. And we got some people from Nexi Land, too. We got Masterone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Masterone and Adam's Party.
Let's go. Thanks for coming to the show. we have a lot of stuff we could cover. Some of it newsy. We're definitely going to get more into this one on Wednesday. This is just going to be the condensed version because there's a lot of stuff that's not really official yet. We're still learning as it goes on. And, like, it's just bootleg information in most cases. But D23 Expo is going on. This is the Disney convention, I guess. It's, mm-hmm. I guess, yeah, it's like a... If you remember back on our shows when we were talking about San Diego Comic-Con, this is the one... where we kept saying, like, you know, don't expect too much big news to come out during San Diego Comic-Con. Why would Disney just blow their load at an event that's not even theirs? Give them a month, go to D23 and see what they come out with, and they have definitely, in, like, less than 24 hours, come up with way more news than we saw the entire San Diego Comic-Con. Some of it, a lot of it has to do with Star Wars and the Avengers and the MCU, which we'll touch on. But there were some bizarre ones that kind of caught your attention because you're a Disney kid, right?
Yeah, I grew up watching a lot of Disney.
What were your big shows? Which ones were the most influential?
Oh, gosh. Do they have to be positively influential?
Well, go ahead. It could be negative.
Hannah Montana. Because if you guys don't know, my actual name is not Nexus. It's Hannah. And so I got picked on a lot in elementary school.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So I always got that. But I did actually really like the show. I've seen every episode of it.
Well, that's the irony of the whole situation.
So shows like Hannah Montana, I was like on the tail end of... Lizzie McGuire and Not So Raven.
Where did The Sweet Life of Zack and Cody fall?
Was
that in that time period?
That was like just before Hannah Montana, but still going as Hannah Montana was on.
I have a little cousin who was a Disney kid around that time because I wasn't a Disney kid when I was young. I had Cartoon Network, Nickelodeon. My channels didn't go that high.
Yeah.
So whenever my little cousin started getting Disney Channel, he was all into The Sweet Life of Zack and Cody. And those were the coolest kids that he could have been. And he quoted them. He moved like them. He swished his hair like them. Like,
that was a great show.
That Disney period, like, was big for you guys.
And yeah,
now they're cashing in on your nostalgia, mm-hmm. like they've been doing to mine the last decade with shows like what are they bringing back? Raven.
No, they already did bring back That's So Raven with Raven's Home, but now they're pulling that same thing with Lizzie McGuire.
Oh.
And they're bringing her back as, like, an adult. I don't know how it's going to go. I'm excited to see, like, an updated animated version of her.
Oh, so Hilary Duff. It's animated?
Well, you know how in Lizzie McGuire she had her little animated version of herself, like narrating a diary?
I didn't know that.
Well, there's a picture.
Okay. Oh, I've seen that.
Yeah.
I've seen that in memes.
So it's that, but, like, she still lives, like, live action?
Okay.
Like, TV
show?
So
it's like a blend.
So, yeah. The animation doesn't play, like, a huge part. It's just, like, a diary narration type thing.
What was the point of that show to begin with, though? Like, how did we really need to see an update of her life? Was she a star? Was she, like, Hannah Montana? Was she popular or famous?
No. Like, she... If I remember, it was just her life as, like, a high schooler or middle schooler or something. Like, I don't remember much of that show, but I don't think it taught us anything.
So are you on the hook for this one? Are you watching this?
Oh, probably not.
Okay, good.
I could not care less.
Okay. Well, you seem to be more interested in the other one, the travel show.
Oh, yeah.
Which one was...
So we got, if I can find... The World According to none other than Jeff Goldblum. The actual title of the show is The World According to Jeff Goldblum. And it's basically Disney paying for Jeff Goldblum to go around the world and discover how, like, ice cream is made and what denim jeans are. So
is that why you get the Disney Plus channel?
Yeah.
Or is this one of those Hulu ones? No, this really is Disney Plus. I'm looking at it right now.
It is a Disney Plus original. So...
No.
It's going to be on there. That's the only reason I will get Disney Plus, because Jeff Goldblum is truly a gift to this planet. Him and Keanu Reeves.
When's your first... When did Jeff Goldblum come into your life?
When I saw the first Jurassic Park.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's about the same for us.
The best way. I actually... Small rabbit trail on that topic. The first time I really experienced Jurassic Park was in a theater... And it was my birthday, but it was, like, the 15th anniversary of the movie coming out, and they brought it back to theaters.
Okay, wow, that's sad and cool.
Woo! that just shows you how young I am.
When Jurassic Park, maybe it's hard to understand how big Jurassic Park was at the time, but it was crazy. We had, every mall had, like, animatronic dinosaurs. Like, dinosaurs were the shit back then.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not interested to see what Jeff Goldblum thinks about the world. Like,
really?
Yeah, like, it. Just looking at the images, he's like a, you know, a hip old guy. I think it's going to be way more boring than everybody assumes.
No. No, no, no. Life is going to find a way.
What else we got? We got some updates a little bit on the Tom Holland and Sony stuff and Disney. It's still not looking good. There's, like... rumors saying that things are getting better, but now the stars are definitely taking more center stage. Tom Holland and Robert Downey Jr. went on a hike together.
So wholesome. Sweet boys.
Yeah, just two good boys going out there, you know. And I'm sure it was just Robert Downey Jr. telling them, like, hey, let's just play this up. Look at, you know, the gravy train. Whether we work together or don't, we're going to make a lot more money, you know, just chill, because it seems like it was affecting Tom Holland. He got on stage at D23 and kind of had one of those heartfelt, emotional moments where he told the fans he loves them 3,000. What have you heard so far on this, on the updates?
A lot of what I've been hearing has actually been the opposite. It's been pretty negative about what's going to be happening with Disney and Sony going forward. There's been a lot of, like, Tom Holland and Kevin Feige saying, like, this probably just isn't gonna happen anymore. Like, there's no chance of Spider-Man coming back to the MCU.
Yeah, everything I've seen, all the quotes, nothing like definitive, because let's be honest, the actors are the last person that'll probably know.
Like, when Andrew Garfield probably, like, finally found out, wait, I'm not getting a third movie?
Exactly. These actors go off and they live their crazy, luxurious lives, and they don't every day check, you know. But Tom Holland seems like he might.
Yeah.
He's a good guy. But so...
I mean, they have to keep a lot from Tom Holland so he doesn't spoil
anything. So he doesn't leak shit. But they everything they say is like, yeah, we had five great ones. You know, we're thankful for everything that happened. And it's always just kind of been self-reflective and thankful for the things that they have gotten, which I think is 100% true. Like, you can't get an outrage because I think the deal happening in the first place was a freaking miracle.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I've never seen a big collaboration like that before. And then there's a lot of other stuff, too. We got me and you watched like 4 seconds of Black Widow trailer.
Yeah.
Not enough to really tell anything, except I think there's going to be fighting.
Maybe. Like, I don't know. Something to do with Russians, probably.
One fight scene confirmed and at least one Russian person confirmed. It looks like the villain's going to be Taskmaster, which... he's actually a really dope villain. Have you heard of him?
I've only seen some things. I don't know. I don't know enough.
He was like a copycat guy. So like, okay. I think it was up to 3 abilities or skills that he could watch someone do, and then he would become as good as them or like a master of that thing. So Taskmaster, and in different variations, the powers can go up and down for what he can do and stuff. So it's just kind of cool. He's one of those lower levels, so he could, in theory, you know, you can't just drop Thanos against Black Widow in a movie. Like, it's not going to end well. So you throw in one of these low level
Thanos, that is.
So that should be kind of exciting. There was Ms. Marvel thing, which is... I'm still confused on the difference between Ms. Marvel and Captain Marvel. I feel like you throw 2 people out there and put Marvel on everything, people are going to get confused. Like, isn't that the name who made the movie? So I don't think that's going to... I don't know. But it's a TV show. Most of these are TV shows, which is kind of crazy. The other one they mentioned was a Moon Knight, which, you know, we kind of speculated about on here. We thought this would be Hulu because of just the nature of that series. He deals with a lot of mental issues, and he's kind of a darker character. But it looks like they're throwing them on the D20 or the D+. What else? Anything else? Big catcher eye.
She-Hulk is also on that. Ooh, on the Marvel.
Are you
list.
Excited for that one? Another strong green female.
The only strong green female we need is Fiona from Shrek.
I won't fight that.
she's the one true. I'm a little intrigued to see what happens with it.
I want to see the effects on these shows.
Yeah.
Because depending on the network or platform, you get, like, it could look super hokey really fast.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if this was on Fox or something, you just know it's different than if you're going to watch a show on HBO. Mm-hmm. And so where does Disney Plus fall in that spectrum? Is shit going to look really bad, or are they going to blow it out, like, movie quality?
Yeah, is this going to look like Titans?
Yes. Oh, that's a perfect example of like the worst it could look.
I didn't even give it a chance. I mean, I know that those behind the scenes pictures of them like walking around set in their costumes looked really bad, and it's to be expected because it's not edited or anything like that, but it still did not look good.
No. There's
I couldn't with it.
We have standards these days.
Mine are still super low, but they're there.
It's true because, like, I look at shit, I'd be like, you know what? That must have been hard to do. you know? That took somebody a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
And, whatever. But, so D23, like we said, the last big thing we'll talk about on here before we go over all this stuff in much more detail when the crew is back on Wednesday is going to be the Star Wars stuff. I will be honest, I've kind of fallen out of being a huge Star Wars person. Like, I used to know all... Were you into it and then fell out, or were you just never into it?
I've only seen the prequels.
Oh!
When I was really young, because my brother had very good intention, we were going to watch all of them, and then we only watched the prequels, and I don't remember anything.
Please. Please. Watch more.
I also did watch Star Wars The Clone Wars on, like, Cartoon Network.
Hey, that was a legit show.
It was a good show. I don't remember the girl's name, but she looked like an Egyptian mummy with her hair.
Oh, a Twi'lek?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was more into the games. Like, that's where I got a lot of the Star Wars knowledge, quote-unquote, of, like, knowing, oh, that's an Ithorian, that's a Gamorrean, that's a Twi'lek. Like, I learned all the species and stuff through the video games, and then that kind of crossed over to, like, me knowing what shit was in the movies. But I haven't watched really any of the new ones more than once. I'll see them in the theater, and so honestly, I forget what's in most of them. And but this was kind of exciting, and this should be exciting for you. Ewan McGregor coming back confirmed. We've kind of known about this. It's been circulating around, but Space Jesus is going to be coming back, and he's going to be Obi-Wan Kenobi. What did you think of the stage reveal of that?
That was... It felt so, like, cheesy and dorky, but so amazing in, like, the simplest way.
Yeah.
Ask me if I'm going to play Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Yeah, and the way she did it was a little creepy. She was like, So, are you going to be Obi-Wan Kenobi?
She had, like, less than a foot space between his face. Yeah. Like, she was too close.
I'm kind of stoked about this, though. Like, I think Obi-Wan Kenobi is one of the better characters that, you know, there's this whole gap for a lot of us. And, you know, if you've read the books, good for you. You know what happened in those gaps. But for idiots like me, I don't really know what happened between, you know, the prequels and then when he got old right before he died. Like, I want to see him go on cool Jedi missions and shit, you know. And so I think that's what we're going to be getting here. But I'm glad he's coming back. I feel like it's always kind of a downgrade, though, when you see like a big Hollywood actor go back to a TV series, because this isn't going to be a movie, it's going to be a series.
Well, it depends on the quality in which they're going to be producing it in. I think that's the biggest thing, is that there are so many TV shows that are really movie quality that I think Disney has the capabilities of doing.
Do you think it's like, from where you stand, because media is way different for you probably than my perception, but movie stars were they were the top, you know, they were gods among men. And then if you see someone on television, it's like, oh, he's just on TV.
I feel like TV stars actually have it harder than movie stars.
No, I think they have a harder job, like, and they get paid less. I think
because they have to do so much more. It feels like they have like hundreds of hours of acting that they got to do for a show.
And those guys get typecast really easy because, like, if you were somebody popular in a TV show, you have to work your butt off to not be seen just as that dude.
Yeah.
So, like, Urkel.
Oh, goodness.
Do you remember that? Yeah. Urkel? Did I do that? Like, that guy's Urkel forever. I don't care if you did Sharknado 6. Carlton, wait, exactly.
Did he do Sharknado 6?
I'm pretty sure he was in one of those crazy, like, monster
That's
movies.
That's ridiculous.
So, I don't know. I still think, like...
Yeah, you're stuck with that forever.
I think the money's changing, though. Like, I'm sure, you know, Ewan McGregor's not getting paid... he's getting paid more than Urkel. To come down.
It really... I do truly think it just depends on the show and the production quality. Like, if you're going for a high-end show, if you're not going for something like Friends,
then you'll be fine. Also, one last thing we'll talk about in Star Wars. They released a very incredible poster for Star Wars Rise of the Skywalker. I had zero interest in this, and one poster has me like, all right, I'll go check it out. I'll be getting tickets day one, you know, a week in advance. But it was a really cool action sequence where we got Kylo fighting off against the girl. What's her name?
I don't know, dude.
Kylo and Kelly?
Kelly?
Yeah, she's Kelly.
She's Kelly now.
Kylo and Kelly. No, Rey. It's Rey. I didn't even have to look at chat. I got that one. But that's all good and cool, you know, they're on a cool little battle scene, but looming in the back is the Emperor, the evil Emperor from the original series, Palpatine. So do it now, because we were speculating on whose laugh was that in that first trailer we saw.
Oh, yeah.
And then it was Mark Hamill, you know, people were breaking it down doing CSI shit, but turns out Palpatine, whether that was his laugh or not, will be in the series. So that's exciting for OGs.
Palpatine, what do we do with all this day-old meat? Stew it.
Oh, no. And you've never seen the originals. All you know is the memes.
Yeah, and they're all Game Grumps memes, too. If you guys don't know about that, just look up Game Grumps Palpatine and enjoy, like, 5.5 minutes of probably the funniest stuff you'll ever
hear.
They're
a big deal.
Oh, yeah.
I got a really good friend of mine. She's been on our show quite a bit, too. Her name's Carla, and she actually works for... Hi-Rez Entertainment, who makes Smite now. You know, she's an amazing person, super talented, like a video editor. But, you know, she's fangirling out on Instagram and paying money to go get tickets to go see the Game Grumps because they do live shows apparently.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you see at a live show for Game Grumps?
They just kind of talk and play video games on stage.
That's what you want to. How?
It's just fun, dude.
That's the dream right there. All right, yeah. Nexi, we got a little bit of time left. So I told you, I promised. I said, Nexi, it's you and me. There's not like a whole lot of stuff we're going to be covering this week. So I think it might be time to get an existential.
Oh, here we go. We need a theme song for this.
Oh, I'm so glad you asked. I will work on a theme song. We'll have it by the next show.
It's just the X-Files theme.
I would never just rip off another song.
No.
You accusing me of tracing my music?
Oh.
Jeez.
Oh, my goodness. So, getting an existential. I think the first thing we have to talk about, though, is... We skipped over this.
What?
Talking about Disney Plus, but High School Musical, the musical, the series.
Oh my gosh.
I just want to say that real quick.
How did we forget to talk about that? Yeah, please run that by me one more time. This is the name of the new High School Musical show?
The full name of the new High School Musical show is High School Musical, the series. It's like Pokemon the first movie or Pokemon the first movie or whatever the hell the title of that one is. Like, just no.
Well, it's...
And it's a whole new cast. They said they actually titled it, if I can find this, that it's not a reboot. It's not like a continuation. It's the start of something new.
Oh, no.
It's the start.
If that was actually true, why would they... Did you just drop a song from that?
Yes.
Oh, no.
I have seen all three of those movies, and I love them.
Are they just movies, or was it a series?
No, they were just movies.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So then it all makes sense now. High School Musical, the series.
But why are they... Why not just High School Musical, the series?
Or just High School Musical if it's really something new, if they're, you know, rebooting the thing from scratch. Just what they're doing with, like, what did they do that with just recently? Call of Duty.
Mm.
You know? They're just calling another one Call of Duty, Modern Warfare, whatever. They're just like, fuck it, we've had a few before, but...
just do it again.
Modern Warfare again.
but, yeah, that hurts my soul. It's like when they did on Nickelodeon, they did School of Rock. But as a TV show.
That's right.
And I'm just like, you can't... Jack Black deserves better than this.
Does he?
He wasn't even on the show. Yes, Jack Black...
Another national treasure?
Yes.
I'd be way more interested, actually, to watch Jack Black, you know, discover the world than Jeff Goldblum.
Really? Yeah. And then, like, at the end of the show, like, he just writes a song and plays it with Tenacious D. This is what we learned.
Exactly.
It's... the world. What was the title of Jeff Goldblum's show?
The World According to Jeff.
Yeah. So The World According to Jack Black, the musical, the series.
I think
that's it.
Wasn't there a show too that was really, really bad, starring Jim Belushi, called The World According to Jim? I'm gonna look at that.
I don't know. But while you're looking that up, should I start getting existential?
Please.
Because I found this one topic that. It really makes a lot of sense.
So this is an existential theory that is making sense to you.
Yeah, this is like...
Please.
It truly does. Like, when it's explained, it does make a lot of sense. So the idea, simply put, our universe is the inside of a black hole of another universe.
Okay, so...
So...
Our universe is a black hole...
Our universe is inside of a black hole.
Inside of another universe.
Yeah.
Okay. I got you. I'm on the same page currently.
So if you think about the way that a black hole is formed, it's when a star explodes and then it implodes on itself. So think about the Big Bang. Our universe started with an explosion.
Okay.
So that explosion could have been when that planet, or star rather, imploded. And then... Bam, here we are, living this meaningless, dreadful life.
Wait, why would it be meaningless, though?
I don't know. Because why is anything here?
You could always just say, why is anything here? But, I mean, you're like, the point, what do you think the point of life is?
honestly, I have no idea. Like, to feel fulfilled in this brief existence that we have relative to the rest of the universe that has been around for billions of years, like, yeah, as we know. So it's just to fulfill ourselves, to not be weighed down by that existential dread. That's what I feel like the purpose of life is.
It's kind of one of the things you talk about in, like, the shock value of the theory that you were just saying about your opinion is that it takes into account how many people, including Jeff Goldblum, think that the world revolves around them. This is the world according to me, Jeff Goldblum. So there's so much, like, ego into it. So when you're, like, trying to figure what the point is of the world, or your part in it, you got to separate yourself from that part of thinking that you matter.
Yeah.
I think that's the first thing you need to throw out the window, is that you do not matter.
You are so small and
insignificant.
Like, minuscule.
Yeah.
Compared to everything.
You're here in a flash and gone. That's the one thing you can't debate and isn't, like, you know, shouldn't be earth shattering to you.
Yeah.
But the one thing that I take within that is that, I mean, I didn't ask to be here necessarily.
Nobody did.
I don't know why.
I didn't want to win that battle royale.
The battle royale of sperm. Yeah, when you got to that's the only thing I've ever won in my life.
Oh yeah.
And then,
same.
So you separate yourself from that stuff, and, like, so I stop asking questions. I don't care why. I don't know or care how, but I know that while I'm here,
you're just gonna live.
Why be miserable?
Yeah.
You know why? It is so finite and it is so short that I just want to party. You know?
Not here for a long time. I'm here for a good time.
So I feel blessed. Straight up. Nexi, dropping some knowledge. You mentioned one other one too that I kind of wanted to talk about.
The egg theory.
What is the egg theory and why is it called
that? I read a little bit more just before the show to kind of set in my own knowledge about it. So, simply put, there are only two beings in the entire universe. This universe was made specifically for you and your consciousness. And the other being is, quote-unquote, God. So, and I'm only putting God in quotes because it's not specific to a religion,
yeah,
or anything like that. So it's just the almighty
creator.
Being. Yes, the creator. So it's basically when you die, you are reincarnated as anybody, everybody. All time is happening at once. So at some point, I will be reincarnated, or I have already been an incarnation of Corey.
See
that? And Corey has already been me, or Corey will be me when he dies. So
where this thing falls apart for me, and I'm definitely not an expert on reincarnation. Not trying to say that. And yes. I don't know if reincarnation is something important to you. Forgive me. I'm ignorant. But if I don't remember the past life, then it doesn't count. Like, I don't, like, then it never happened, and I don't care. I'm not going to make my current decisions based off the principle that I was once Nexus or a butterfly.
What if
or,
you are the first life?
And then the next one's going to be fucking sick, and I'm so excited to get there.
Well, what if you end up being reincarnated as Hitler? Because at some point you will be, or you have already been.
So let me talk to you, Nexi. You're going to love this. Curtis and I are both reading the X-Men comic book called The House of X. Mm. And basically the premise of it, what they did was they took a character named Moira McTaggart, and she lives her first life, and it's just, you know, boring. That's basically what the book says. She has kids, gets married, whatever. Doesn't really have too much of an impact. She dies, flashes, and she's conscious in the womb with all of the memories that she had in her first life. And it's like Groundhog's Day. Mm. So it's not like, you know, she's living more years. She gets another chance to do everything.
Yeah.
And then, you know, she realizes that Professor X is out there and that mutants need to be fixed. And so she dedicates herself to science. Well, first of all, she figures out what's happening with herself. You know, and she thinks, you know, am I schizophrenic? What's going on? Are these lives real? Determines that she is, becomes a brilliant scientist. Then she moves on to, you know, start trying to fix the mutant gene. You know, she thinks that they're an abnormality, that she must be a mutant and that she wants to be fixed or whatever. The mutants stop her, and there's another mutant named Destiny, and her power is she could see like your deaths, basically. She could see your life unfold.
She can see your destiny?
Yeah. I like how to get creative with those names.
Yeah, it's great.
But anyway,
like Taskmaster? Words are hard. Taskmaster.
Yeah. She looks at into Moira and she's like, you know, you think, you know, you're just going to have unlimited tries and that, you know, you got this. But anytime in any one of your goddamn lives you try and end mutant kind, I will kill you. And she said, by the way, you only have like a few lives. Like, don't think you're going to keep going. And she ends up having Pyro come out and burn her alive and says, make it slow because I want her to remember this one.
Oh, no.
So, but anyways, going on with that ability, that's badass. If I'm in the first life of Corey and I can go ahead and redo the whole thing, I would be stoked. Or if I came back as a puppy or something, like, I'd be cool with that, too.
Well, there is a lot more to the egg theory, though. It's not just that incarnation, all of that stuff. It's the reason it's called the egg theory is because the reason we're going through all of these lives is because we are basically a fetus in the eyes of this creator. So we have to mature and go through every single one of these experiences of the infinite numbers of people that are being on this planet. Not even just people, I'm sure all beings, whether you be like a tree or, you know, Scarlett Johansson, again, a tree.
this brings up so many questions, because would it be random and how bad would it suck to be a tree? Especially like one of those old ass trees.
Yeah.
It's like, oh shit, a bird just shit on me again today.
I want to be that tree that, like, it's that giant redwood that people drive through. You know what I'm talking about?
Why do you want to be that tree?
Because it's just cool.
That tree's probably dead.
That's fine.
No, it's not, because then you'd be something else. You'd have to get reincarnated.
Well, I'm, whatever.
this egg theory one confuses me.
But here's the end of the egg theory. So, again, it's called the egg theory because you are just a fetus. You're going through all of these lives, and then soon you hatch. You hatch out of that egg once you have lived every single life on this, like, it's not even just on this Earth. I'm sure it's the entire universe, because the entire universe was created for you by this creator, specifically for you. And that's not saying, like, me right now as I am. It is everybody in this, like, weird consciousness that we all share somehow, whether you be like in a galaxy far, far away.
Oh no.
Like it's that, you know, it's everything here is just for us to ascend, but not in like a heavenly way. It's to become a creator ourselves once our collective consciousness has matured enough.
Singularity. Rurutu says we all living in a simulation. In special cases says we are all a Sims game.
We actually cannot disprove that we are living in a simulation, because if you break down our universe into the smallest form that it can go, it's just a bunch of ones and zeros, like binary code. So we're just living in the Matrix. There's no way to disprove it, but again, there's no way to prove it.
I had this one thought. You can call it a stoner thought, but it was kind of like that our galaxy, or that what we know of as a galaxy, is like just like a fish tank, you know.
Okay.
And we have not necessarily a creator or a master, but a guy who bought this for $20 on Amazon, and it's just on his shelf. And that's why we have, like, global warming, because, like, he's not really taking care of it as much as he should be.
Oh, my God.
It's like like sea monkeys. You remember that? You get, like, these little seed things. You put them in there, and you have to keep the levels balanced and shit, or they'd all die.
You know what sea monkeys really are, right?
No.
Sea monkeys are just, like, a tiny little, like, fishing bait basically. Like, they're a small, like, shrimp thing that fish eat. That's all they are. It's just a tiny bacteria that dies within, like, 3 days.
So
that's all it is.
Actually, I think a better one would be, like, a saltwater fish tank.
Okay.
So...
You got some, like, angelfish in there, like, maybe a barracuda.
Yeah, this isn't a bait. Like, this isn't, like, a goldfish that you can just leave in a bowl of still water.
Yeah.
Like, I think our current existence is a saltwater fish tank that some celestial being owns that he just uses for entertainment.
We are the coral reefs.
Yes.
First, we were beautiful, this amazing creation, and now we're just going to hell.
No, like...
Save the reefs.
This guy has his tank, and he's trying to keep it alive and all of us alive for as long as he can. But if he goes on vacation, which he might be on vacation right now, and...
He's trying to get over that divorce with Karen. She took the kids.
Yeah.
He's just struggling.
He's
right
got
now,
shit
dude.
Going on. He left the heater on, and now all the polar ice caps are melting.
Yeah. The Amazon caught fire. Can we talk about that for a quick second?
Yeah. All my packages have been late.
No.
I'm sorry. No. I'm sorry. I had to.
This is a real problem.
I know it is. And that's what's actually funny, because it is a real fucking problem.
This is terrifying.
And everybody's talking about Spider-Man and Iron Man.
Yeah. So the Amazon rainforest, it does, however, go through a seasonal, like, natural forest fire, as they do. But this one currently is 9 times larger than last year's.
And they're coming out and saying, like, we don't have money to fight this, guys. Like,
yeah, it's terrifying. So the Amazon rainforest is on fire and it is burning down. But here's the thing. It actually started raining again in the rainforest. So, like, heavy rains. So it's putting out some of the fires. It's doing a good job. But here's the thing. The only thing that I don't like about this situation is people are being like, all Mother Earth is saving itself because people can't save it. And I'm just like, do you know how this works? Like, when a fire happens, it causes mass evaporation, and thus the clouds get super dense with water, and thus it has to rain.
Yeah, like, you get, in a lot of cases,
it's just what happened.
Yeah, there has to be more water though, or it'll be like acid rain. Yeah. Mm. That's our show, man. I think this was one for the record books. Nexi, you are an amazing co-host. Thanks for coming and hanging out with us on a whim, you know, being a proud member of our VGB family, helping us all out. And you've been streaming a lot more, so let everybody know where they could watch your stream and maybe even pay you money to make emotes.
Yeah, so you can check me out at twitch.tv/nexuswashere_, or you can check out my Twitter at nexuswashere, and you can, I don't know, send me a message about emotes if you want to, or not. You know, I just need I need a friend sometimes. You can just talk to me. I'm here. But if you're watching my streams, I don't have a set schedule, but if I do start stream, it's usually around 6 p.m. Pacific, and I'll be playing some Dead by Daylight and breaking some ankles.
Thank you, everybody who was hanging out in our chat tonight. A lot of new people. We appreciate those new follows, and a lot of old people as well. You know, we all we have to keep us going is your guys' support. And if you've listened to the show for years and years and you've never checked out the show live, now would be the time to do it. Wednesday nights and Saturday nights, around 7 p.m. Pacific time. We fluctuate with the time a little bit, but you can watch us live on twitch.tv/videogame_bang. Become part of the conversation. Hang out with the likes of Special Cases, Good Old Ninja, Ruru2, and some new people like Emery Shapoler. Did I say that right?
I think so.
I'll butcher your names too. That's part of the fun. And if you're in the chat right now and you want to hear old episodes, we have a lot of them to go through. We're over 500 episodes deep into this thing. They go all the way back to like 2000. What year was that? I don't even know.
Like 4 or 5 years ago?
It's like 4 or 5 years ago.
2014?
And we've interviewed some crazy people like Mia Khalifa. Go listen to that show. If you haven't heard that show, it was the real one, guys. I'm not fucking trolling. I troll on this show a lot. We talk to the real Mia Khalifa, and she's all over the news right now. So I like to say we discovered her, to be honest. Everybody else who wants to listen to the show podcast, those archives are available on iTunes, Spotify, Pandora, Audio Boom. YouTube even has a huge archive of all of our episodes. There's no reason to not listen. And then the last thing I would like to promote is just healthy friendship. Get out there, make some friends. Don't be trolls. For the real Nexi was here. My name is Corey saying, You've just been banged.